Lois Dodd, with her short white hair, crisscross wrinkles on her face, and deep laugh lines, resembles a kindly grandmother, more than one of the founders of the legendary Tanager Gallery, an early 1950s cooperative space for young artists in downtown Manhattan. Dodd, now in her 80s, is both.
The abstract expressionist, that was such a kind of exciting time in the 50s. And then came the pop art. And then came, well, then after that, the op artists and the conceptual artists, and they began to move faster and faster, the movements.
Dodd grew up in Montclair, New Jersey, where she was drawn to art, especially in high school.
Two art teachers, a room with a big skylight. It was really what made high school fun for me.
It wasn't until a graduate student talked to her class about art schools that Dodd considered attending college. She says her ears perked up when she heard about Cooper Union. At that time, Dodd says tuition was free if you took an admissions test. So she and a friend traveled to New York.
So we saw all these kids looking way more sophisticated than us. We thought, oh boy, we're never going to get into this place.
But they did. And Dodd studied at Cooper Union, commuting from New Jersey from 1945 to 1948.
It was right at the very end of the Second World War, at which point when I entered, it was like a girls' school. And then 6 months later, all these veterans came back, and it became very exciting. The level of seriousness went way up because they were all older at that point. It was a great place to be.
Dodd's paintings often illuminate the everyday, from windowsills and flowers to shadows on a city building. Since the early 60s, she split her time between three locations, a studio just blocks from Cooper Union in New York, Blairstown, New Jersey, and Midcoast, Maine. She jokes that her idea of an artist's life has changed over time.
I used to, when I was younger, think, someday I will just go to Maine and stay there and paint. And I won't see anybody and I'll be, you know, really serious. But as the years go on, I realize, no, that isn't what would have happened at all. It's very supportive to know other artists. Also, that's where your help comes from. That's where your recognition comes from. That's where all the support that you get is coming from, really. And the same that you can give to other people, so that it's a two-way street. You can't do it. Or I couldn't, in total isolation.
Leslie Land has lived next door from Dodd in Maine for decades, and she's seen flowers and vegetables from her garden reflected in some of Dodd's works. As Land describes it, Dodd, quote, paints light, shapes, and colors no one would see if she hadn't found them and made them plain. For Dodd, she's able to take her easel and paint outdoors or simply look out the window to find inspiration.
So there's always something out that window, actually. It's always new. There's always something else.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.